This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 58 for Tuesday, September 12th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Tuesday, falling below major chart support. Canola down 5 to nearly $15, November down $14.90 at $752.70 per ton. Canola has been in a steady downtrend for over a week, with today's move below $760 in the November contract encouraging additional speculative selling. A bearish reaction in the Chicago soy complex to updated supply-demand estimates contributed to the selling pressure in canola, with European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil also weaker today. Seasonal harvest pressure also weighed on values amid relatively favorable prairie weather forecasts. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures are lower, while wheat posted gains as the markets there reacted to the latest USDA data. Soybeans fell sharply in reaction to today's report, as an expected cut to U.S. soybean production wasn't as large as some had expected. November soybeans down 22 cents at $13.46 per bushel. Average U.S. soybean yields were pegged at 50.1 bushels per acre, down from 50.9 in August, but in line with pre-report expectations. Total U.S. soybean production at 4.1 billion bushels were down from the August estimate, but above expectations given an increase in seeded area. U.S. soybean condition ratings were down 1 point on the week, coming in at 52% good to excellent. That'd be the lowest rating for this time of year in a decade. Corn futures lower as total U.S. production was up from August. The December contract down 9 cents at 4.76 per bushel. Average U.S. corn yields were down by 1.3 from August, now at 173.8 bushels per acre, but total production was raised by 23 million bushels at a record 15.1 billion, as planted area was revised higher by 750,000 acres. U.S. corn condition ratings, meanwhile, were their lowest since 2012 at 52% good to excellent. Wheat futures corrected off nearby lows as larger-than-expected cuts to world supplies provided support. Minneapolis spring wheat up 12 cents in the December contract at $7.79 per bushel. Kansas City up 7 cents in December at $7.30 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 3 cents in the December contract at $5.87 per bushel. There were no major changes to the domestic wheat numbers in today's report, with total U.S. production left unchanged at 1.7 billion bushels and carryout at 615 million bushels. World wheat carryout, meanwhile, was dropped by 7 million tons, now at 258.6 million tons, due primarily to production losses in Australia, Canada, Argentina, and the European Union. The U.S. spring wheat harvest was 87% complete as of this past Sunday, in line with the average. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, September 12th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.